The man we are looking at today lived in the 4th century AD in Western Scotland. While a youth, he was captured by marauders and put to work in a foreign country as a slave, with no rights. He escaped from slavery after 6 years by fleeing and finding passage home to Britain. But this was not the end of his contact with the foreign land. He returned to the scene of his incarceration 26 years later as a Christian bishop and peacefully took on the local pagan Druid priests and won. His name is St. Patrick. As a result of his efforts, Ireland became a Christian country with Christian values, morals and ethics, and Ireland has in turn had a large and positive impact on Christianity throughout history. At no time did Patrick use violence or the sword in his 40 years in Ireland. He was a gentle, humble, devout, gracious man throughout his time in Ireland. Patrick was born in 387 AD in Kilpatrick in Western Scotland. Rome ruled Britain at the time, and Patrick was the son of a Roman mother and father. He was brought up as a Christian. As a boy of 14, he was captured by Irish raiders and made to work as a slave and shepherd in Northern Ireland. His cruel master, Milchu, was also a Druid priest. During his captivity, he turned to God in prayer. He later wrote, "The love of God and his fear grew in me more and more, as did the faith, and my soul was roused, so that in a single day I've said as many as 100 prayers, and in the night nearly the same. I prayed in the woods and on the mountain even before dawn. I felt no hurt from the snow or ice or rain." Patrick's captivity lasted until he was 20, when he escaped after having a dream from God in which he was told to leave Ireland by fleeing west to the coast. This he did, and there he found some sailors who took him to Britain, where he reunited with his family. But there were two good results of his incarceration. He learned the Celtic language fluently, and he learned the details of the Druid religion. These he later used to good effect. Patrick then went into the Christian priesthood and went to France for training. But he had another dream in which the people of Ireland were calling out to him, "We beg you, holy youth, to come and walk among us once more." So he secured a commission from the Pope to go as a bishop and missionary to Ireland. He arrived with his small team in Northern Ireland in 433 at the age of approximately 46. A chieftain of one of the tribes confronted him and tried to kill him. However, the chieftain was miraculously unable to physically move his arm and strike Patrick. The chieftain was won over to the Christian faith. Patrick heard that the head chief in Ireland had called a meeting with all the other chiefs and the Druid priests at Tara in Northern Ireland. Patrick attended, and a contest between Patrick's god and the pagan gods ensued, much like the contest between Elijah and the prophets of Baal in the Bible. The Druid's prayers and incantations conjured up storms and darkness, but Patrick's prayers dispelled the darkness and brought brilliant sunshine. The chiefs were impressed and granted Patrick the right to preach his religion in Ireland. This did not mean Patrick had an easy passage thereafter. He and his companions were held captive at least 12 times and came close to death on some occasions, but each time managed to get away. Patrick also became known for miracles and miraculous cures for the sick. As he travelled around Ireland, he made a point of first contacting the local chiefs and telling them the gospel message. He would then establish a local church in the area, appoint a local bishop, and visit the church repeatedly to shepherd the growing flock. He appointed no less than 350 bishops during his 40 years in Ireland. Patrick was also very devout. When he was not ministering to others, he would spend time in prayer. He went on retreats to quiet places to enhance his spiritual life. Patrick is credited with using the Irish shamrock with three petals to explain the Christian Trinity to the Irish. Legend credits him with driving the snakes out of Ireland. It should be noted that the Druids extensively use serpent symbolism in their religion. Patrick died in 461 at age about 74. Patrick is now honoured as a saint and an example of Christian piety and devotion. He is honoured as the Father of Ireland, and each year St. Patrick's Day is celebrated on the 17th of March. St. Patrick is a Christian who made a difference.